Now, I wouldn't normally be encouraging people to have a baptism quite this early in the year. It's more of a midsummer occasion. But the reason is that the tide is in this morning at the right time. And between now and Christmas, there wasn't much more of an opportunity. And we've got candidates here that are wanting to be baptized, and they're just feeling that compulsion from God to be obedient and get on and do this. And so we've got some tough people in this church. I'm not quite so sure about the pastor, but anyway. We've got Chrissy, Helen, Timania, and Hani that are getting baptized this morning. What I want to do is I want to invite each of those four to come forward. We don't always do it like this, but just perhaps come and be seated at the front. And they're just going to, just because we may not know them in the church that well, because some of them are reasonably new to church and others have been here for a while. But just so that as a church, we get to know who they are, so that really we need to be supporting these people. We need to be praying for them, encouraging them. And it's not, when you get baptized, it's a public thing, and there's a reason for that, and there's lots of reasons. I'm going to talk about some of those in a minute, but one of those is so that we can actually have support of family, friends, our church family, and people around us. And so I just invite, if Chrissy and Helen and Timania and Hani could come and be seated up here, and they're going to share a little bit of their background this morning, their family, where they've come from, who they are, so that we can really support them and with love and prayer, as I believe God would like us to. So here's a couple of others coming in here. All good, guys? It's all right. You're allowed to have your last cigarette before you get baptized. Oh, no. I'm sure you weren't doing that. You might need another one later on to warm up. Timania, do you want to come on up? Hani, come up here. And Chrissy, do you want to start just telling us a little bit about your story? You just be seated there, guys. Oh no, actually, Timania, you can kick us off if you like. Yeah, she's ready to go. Timania, you're the one she's been hassling me for months about this baptism. So come on up. Share your mihi, your story, where you're from.
Kia ora te whānau. Sorry, te tuatahi ai, ko te atua, te tīmatanga me te whakamutunga o ngā mea katoa. So kāti reira. So ko ai tēnei tu i raro i ngā maru o Kariwai Maunga. Ko ia hoke hei manaaki a tātou tēnei rā me ngā whakapapa o te atua. Nō reira, e ki ana te paipira tapu, ko te atua te tīmatanga me te whakamutunga.
Tell us what you said.
No.
I was just asking you for a dumb Pākehā, if she can tell us a little bit about what she said, just briefly, just a couple of things.
All right, so the first line was pretty much, help me out, gang. The Lord, he's the beginning and the end. That's it.
Awesome. Chrissy, you come and tell us a bit about yourself and where you've come from.
Okay, so I've come from the deep south, right down the bottom of New Zealand, Riverton. So the water's actually going to be warm for me today. So I'll just dive right in. I'd just like to say thank you to all you guys for accepting me, for who I am, and God. And let's go. Let's do this. My parents are still down in the South Island. They'd probably love it if they came up here. I don't know. The next one's my testimony.
Awesome. Helen.
Hi, guys. Some of you met me at Te Uku a couple of weeks ago. I don't really have much of a story. I've lived in Raglan for, well, lived in Raglan for 2 years. I moved back from Melbourne and shifted to Tauranga. I thought I wanted to be over there and then realised I wanted to be over here. I was on the wrong side of the island. My parents, who have come to support me this morning, live locally, so it's really awesome being close to them and having their support. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say. Just looking forward to this. For me, I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I still hold true to my Catholic beliefs, and I just believe that it's the same God that we worship in a different forum, in a slightly different format, and all I'm doing today is renewing that vow as an adult where it's my choice. I'm drawing a new line in the sand with God and saying, please, you know, set me free from the past and bring on life. So thanks, guys, and let's do it.
Kia ora, everybody. I'm Hani. Just a new beginning to my life with the Lord. Yeah, nothing much to say. Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. They're all just saving up for the water. I've just got a couple of thoughts this morning before we do the baptism. Baptism is a very significant event in our spiritual journey. And we've got four young ladies here from very different backgrounds, different families, and yet they are all doing the same thing. They're all being baptized today. They're all going to go down under the water. And before they do that, I'm going to ask them a couple of questions around their faith and so on. And we will all hear that. It's a public thing. Often we hear people say that my faith is a private thing, and what I believe is personal between me and God. And for many people, it's something that they will seldom ever talk about, what they believe in terms of God and who He is and who they are and so on. And in some ways that's correct, because our faith begins inside of us, doesn't it? It's a heart thing, it's a spirit thing, and it's not all about what we do in public. But today, Chrissy and Helen and Timania and Hani are going public with their faith. They're going public with what they believe on the inside. And I think God intended our faith not to be some secret thing, but something that we're open and honest about. And I think baptism, God wants it to be a public occasion. And that's what it was in Bible times, and that's why we encourage people to do it in this way. It's what Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, and when he was 30 years old. And it wasn't a secret thing. There were crowds there. There were people around. And it was something public. And I think it's like that because it's an outward declaration of what we believe on the inside. And there's a lot of significance in what's happening today. And we don't want to in any way minimize what's happening today. It's a very, very significant thing. I only want to talk about a couple of the facets of how important it is to go public with our faith and with baptism in particular. First of all, when we get baptized publicly, like these guys are down under the water, what they're doing is they're acknowledging that they have sinned and need forgiveness. That's the first thing that they're doing. And you know, the truth is, we live in a world today where people are increasingly reluctant to take responsibility for their own shortcomings, their own mistakes, their own sin. And we've all been there, because it's always someone else's fault, isn't it? What's happened. You know, sometimes we can say, it's my upbringing. It's my parents. It was my teacher at school who didn't treat me very well. Or we could think it was, it was the other kids, you know, when they bullied me. Or we can say, oh, it was my friends led me astray. I mean, we've all said and done things like that, haven't we? We can all say that. But when you get baptized, you're actually owning your sin and your mistakes. Because the reality is, we can have hundreds of excuses. We can all have hundreds of excuses and justify this and justify that, and why, you know, why this has happened and why I'm okay anyway. But being baptized, it's like we say, yeah, I'm a sinner, I know it. We're owning what we've done rather than blaming everyone else or somebody else. And we're taking responsibility so that we can deal with what we've done, the mistakes that we've made. The Bible puts it this way. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It's every single one of us in this room have sinned. That's what the Bible tells us. We all fall short. And Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost just after Jesus had gone back to heaven. And this is what he said. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." It's pretty simple, isn't it? But it's actually very, very powerful, because when we take ownership of something, it actually makes a difference instead of trying to blame everybody else and finding a way out. You know, we're actually saying we're taking responsibility, and it's a huge thing. And when the Bible says words like "all and every one of you," it actually means all. Every one of us in this room right now, we need to face up to the reality of our sin while we have time. The day will come when we will pass from this life into the next one, and it's too late then. We need to take responsibility now, because when we stand before God one day, we can blame everyone else as much as we like, but God will say, "Son or daughter, it's not good enough. You need to take responsibility." And that's what's happening today. And these guys are doing this in advance of that day. And that's wisdom. And so that's one aspect of what baptism is all about. Recognizing that we're sinners and believing that Jesus Christ is the one who will forgive us of our sins and free us from our sins because of what he did at the cross. Jesus was God himself who became a man, and he lived a perfect, sinless life. This is what the Bible teaches us. He went to the cross. He was crucified, brutally killed in our place. He took the punishment that we deserve. And we, as we recognize who we are and we recognize who Jesus is and what he's done for us at baptism, we're acknowledging, there's a shift happens. There's a huge shift happens in our life. And 1 John 1 verse 8 says this: "The blood of Jesus, God's Son, purifies us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Being baptized is a public confession of our need to be forgiven and our desire to have a fresh start with God. And I want to say to you guys, you ladies this morning, you, Harney, you will be totally forgiven. Helen, every mistake, every sin you've committed, it will be, the Bible promises, it will be taken from you as far as the east is from the west. Chrissy, Timania, you guys, it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've come from or what terrible thing you might have ever thought or said, it will be taken completely away. That's what the Word of God promises. It's like a fresh start. It's a new beginning. And it's a powerful, powerful thing that you guys are doing today. It's important for us to understand that baptism does not make us instantly perfect. In fact, when you guys wake up tomorrow morning, you will still be Harney. Still be Helen, still be Chrissy, still be Tamania. But you will be forgiven. and your past will be behind you. And that forgiveness is an ongoing process. And I've been thinking about this, and I want you guys to think about this at Life Group this week. I believe there's enough power at the cross. There's enough power in what Jesus did. And because God lives outside of time and he sees us going down in the waters of baptism and repenting and coming up fresh and new, there's enough power for that to last a lifetime and to cover our sins for eternity, in fact, from now right into heaven. There's so much power in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross. And I think, now I've been thinking about this, and it's not, you know, because of God living outside of time, it's not something that's just, you know, we make a mistake tomorrow and, oh, hello, we've got to get baptized again. No, it's not like that. There's enough power to keep us saved for the rest of our lives. And that's an awesome thing. And just as there's enough power that we'll be forgiven for our whole life and everything we're going to do in the future as well, we also need to be taking responsibility and owning the sins that we make on an ongoing basis as well. If we continue to live open and honest before God, we will be saved. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. When we get baptized and acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, a shift happens. And as I said, we're still the same person. We've still got the same mum and dad. We've still got the same family. We've still got the same cultural identity. We've still got the same heritage that we were born with. That doesn't change. But over and above all that, the Bible tells us that we become a part of God's family. And that's over and above our natural families. We don't walk away from our natural family. In actual fact, our hope and our prayer is that it would actually give us deeper relationships in all of life. And that we will be blessed and prosper and be able to really make a difference in this community as God's sons and daughters living here and in our families and so on. But remember that God's family is a family of faith, and that's what we're coming into. And we become one in spirit. It's an amazing thing, you know, that when you're a Christian and you travel, and you might go to another culture, another nation, with people that you've never ever met before, but you start to talk and you realize that there's something, you've got a bond with someone. And it's a spirit to spirit, it's a heart to heart thing. And in God's family, it crosses every barrier. Every family, every nationality, every culture, because we become one in spirit with our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, and with each other. It supersedes cultures, nationalities, and even different churches. I can go into churches anywhere in New Zealand and the world, and you know, I'll start talking to someone, and you'll realize, hey, we're one in spirit. We're brothers and sisters. There's something powerful that happens. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 puts it this way. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. And that's what we're not baptizing you and you guys into our church today. We're baptizing you into God's family. And the label that we have on that and the background that we have around that, that is still there, but it's secondary to our faith and our love for Jesus. Okay. That's really all I wanted to talk about today. But I just want to say to you guys that after today, when you get up and you're sharing your mihi, your family, your background, you will be able to confidently say that I was baptized on the 16th of October 2016, and as well as by my natural family, my mountain, the harbour, the sea, the people that I come from, I'm also in God's family. And I want to tell you what, that is an awesome, powerful thing to experience and to know. So let's just pause and pray, and then in about 2 minutes, the sun's out. Let's pray that it will stay reasonably warm. And we'll walk down to the bottom of the field, and there's a little boat ramp down there where the school kids, I think they launch their walkers and bits and pieces down there. That's where we'll do the baptism, where we've done that before. So let's just pause and pray for God's blessing on today, on these guys and what's happening in the spiritual, because it's a very significant thing. Lord God, we thank you that you're pleased as a father, as our heavenly father, with what these awesome ladies are doing today. They're acknowledging that their need of you, their need to repent and put sin behind them and to move on with you in their lives, to become a part of your family. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would be present, not only now, but right through the rest of our time, through the baptism's time. And I pray that each one of these awesome ladies would know your presence, your reality and your power in a tangible, powerful way today. And I pray that each of us, as your sons and daughters, would grow closer to you today. I pray that as a church family, we'd be able to stand with these guys, pray for them, support them, and love them, just as you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We love you, and we want to honor you today, the way that you've made for each of us to come into your family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Right. Now, you're all invited to come, to walk down the field. If you've got high-heeled shoes, you might want to borrow someone's gumboots or something. It's not going to be too bad, but we'll walk down the field, and we want to do this together. Really support, encourage, and love these guys. And as we do the baptizing, after each one is baptized, we will just pause for a few minutes and we will pray for them. We'll sing a song together down at the beach. And some of you may have special words for them, but there might be a scripture verse or something that comes to mind when one of them is being baptized. Write those things down. Tell them, and something that they can remember for the rest of their lives about the significance of today.